Joining us in the studio is Peter James. He's the administrator at Great Expectations School. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Well, had a board meeting, and then we always talk to you after board meetings, kind of an interesting financial move that you're considering doing.
Yeah. We've talked several times about the holdback from the Department of Ed, where they keep some of the funds due to schools, not just charter schools, but all schools, and then pay it back in the following fiscal year. That creates a cash flow problem for us, obviously, because we have to pay bills in the current fiscal year.
Yeah, funny they don't know that,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. But what we're looking at this year is, because the amount we have to finance is not that large, and the term is so short, we really only need funding for about 60 days. And so what we're looking at is individual loans, smaller individual loans, $5,000, $10,000, where we can offer people a better rate than they might get, say, on a CD or in a savings account, and then within 60 days, you know, basically pay that back.
Ah, and in the long run, does that, if you're paying a higher interest rate,
Well, it'd be higher than they could earn, not higher that we would necessarily borrow at, but higher that they could earn. I mean, the banks are paying next to nothing for deposits.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
We
yeah.
can offer that.
So you've got some good news about a math competition. You actually joined hands and went down with ISD 166.
Yeah, what a great story. One of our parents who volunteers regularly has a child in each one of the systems, and he volunteers as a coach for something called Math Counts. It is an organization of middle school math clubs, if you will, that practice in packets of different kinds of math and advanced math, and then get together to compete. We went down to the University of Minnesota Duluth, joined 13 other schools from across the Arrowhead, and 120 kids, you know, in this ballroom in teams of four, you know, just intensely working on math problems, which, you know, it's, you know, more exciting maybe than the play-by-play would indicate.
But it's kind of up your alley being a math teacher. Right?
Oh, I really loved it. I mean, the enthusiasm that these kids developed for math and trying new things and seeing how it all puts, you know, one thing together to make, you know, something different. It's just a lot of enthusiasm. And the fact that we could share that with 166 when we got down to UMD, the host there welcomed, you know, schools from all over, and of course made it a point to recognize how far we had traveled and the fact that we hadn't seen anybody from Cook County for quite a while, and we are in fact the first charter school to participate, but Cook County's back into it, and it was really fun, and kids did really well, and enthusiastic about math. Yeah,
well,
gotta love that.
Yeah, right. So you told me before we went on the air that the enrollment window, as you put it, is opening.
Yep. Each year, charter schools have an open enrollment window where anyone can apply. And as long as they apply by the deadline, they have an equal opportunity for any openings at the charter schools. We have class size limits, so, you know, there are a limited number of available spots, but everyone would have an equal chance. If there are more people who apply than we have slots for, then we would draw at random, you know, kind of a lottery out of the hat kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
For those spots.
So any idea what that's going to look like? I mean, numbers?
We're pretty confident that we're going to be, if not full, within a hair's breadth of full. We have 10 open spots for kindergarten, but 7 of those are filled with siblings of current students. it does, you know, mean that we have relatively few spots. And most of our other grades are full already. And so as long as people are returning and we see the kind of consistency in our enrollment that we've experienced in the past, then I think we'll be pretty close to full again next year.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
So your board met, and we talk about things like board goals and stuff and committees. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. And more so perhaps this month. January is a board retreat for us, and it's a lot of pulling ideas together, putting things down in sort of a broader scope. This was much more about, okay, who's going to do what by when?
I see. You know, now you're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
We can all agree on a goal, but who's going to do it? So this was looking at, you know, of all the things we talked about, which committees are assigned which goals, and then begin to identify priorities. What are the things we want to, you know, do by when? What are the time frames we need to address some of these concerns?
Anything major on the horizon?
Nothing major. I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're finishing up our 10th year, and part of it feels like we're just getting started with some of the consistency, the documentation, the systems, the things. So much of what we've done has been sort of ad hoc as we've seen our enrollment numbers change, as the configuration of classrooms has changed. We're really getting into a period of stability. So a lot of what we're looking at now is how do we create something that's sustainable, documented, and systematized in a way that it runs regardless of who happens to be there.
Okay. Peter James is the administrator at Great Expectations School, and he joins us at least once a month to talk about things education at GES. Thanks for stopping by.
No trouble. Thank you.